For K-State Research and Extension, I'm Jacob Weber with your Extension Minute. This year, many of the sycamore trees are infected with a disease called anthracnose. Under suitable conditions, as much as 90% of the new shoots and leaves on some trees may be blighted. The combination of bud, shoot, and leaf blighting can result in an almost complete defoliation of the trees by early to mid-May. Nevertheless, sycamore trees have a remarkable ability to recover from a severe anthracnose infection. A new set of shoots and leaves begin to develop in late May, and by mid-June, most of the trees are fully recovered. During the summer, the trees seal off any twig cankers that have developed with a layer of tissue called callus. This prevents further expansion of the disease. However, the dormant fungus continues to survive in the twig cankers, and this provides a source of inoculum for fall and spring infections. Because anthracnose is not a serious threat to healthy sycamore trees, fungicide treatments are not recommended. That's all I have for this report. I'm Jacob Weber, horticulturist for the Wildcat Extension District.